Little Gatton Drama Club presents The Committee, the first part of Extraordinary Women, a radio play in five parts by Tricia Wood. Pat Lowe, the secretary of the local WI, is preparing for a meeting when she's joined by the branch president, Rosemary Lincoln.
I'm sorry I'm late. Bit of an incident with the mozzarella.
What was that, dear?
They know every trick in the book in Waitrose, but they can't fool me. You know what they do, don't you? They hide all the fresh stuff at the back and move the old stock to the front. I saw her doing it. Some great girl, all black eyeshadow and blue plasters on her ears.
Derek won't eat mozzarella. He doesn't like all that milky stuff it floats in.
You're supposed to drain that off. Have we got an agenda for this meeting? I've not really had time to think about it.
I've typed one up.
Oh, you're a real treasure, Pat. I don't know how you do it.
It's only one page.
Oh, I don't mean that. I'm talking about all the things you do in the village. What's this about resolutions?
We have to consider them at our next meeting, dear.
Do we? I thought we did it in the spring.
County have changed the procedures this year. They want to leave longer for consultation.
Jean Thorne won't like it. You know what she's like for the proper procedures.
Jean won't be coming tonight.
Won't be coming? I've never known her miss a meeting. Even that broken leg didn't put her off.
I told her the meeting was on Wednesday.
Why did you do that?
Careless of me, wasn't it?
Oh, hello, Jean. We weren't expecting you.
I'm surprised anyone's here. You told me it was Wednesday.
Did I, dear?
I knew it must be a mistake. They do the tango in here on Wednesdays.
Who does?
The over 60s class. I went once, never again. If you ask me, it's just an excuse for men who should know better to get their sweaty hands round your waist. I'm having none of that.
Hasn't it been a lovely day?
Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness.
That's right. Shakespeare had a way with words, didn't he? Oh, did I tell you I'm going to see Love Labour's Lost?
I think you mean Love's Labour's Lost.
Isn't that what I said?
What you said sounded more like somebody reporting an election result.
Labour did lose the last election, didn't they?
I know that.
Is it at Stratford, dear? I like going to Stratford. It's a nice drive.
No, Aylesbury.
I don't like the drive to Aylesbury. Too many roundabouts.
You haven't started?
We're still waiting for people to arrive.
I thought I'd be the last. You wouldn't believe the problems I've had. The trains were playing up, so in the end I got a taxi.
All the way from London? How much did that cost you, dear?
And then I get home to find that Roger hadn't even made a start on the supper. That was the last straw.
How's Roger adjusting to retirement?
I don't hold with early retirement myself. Men need to keep themselves occupied.
I agree wholeheartedly, Jean. Poor Roger had no choice. It was either that or the chop.
Do you know what Derek missed most about not going to work? Reading the paper on the train.
You'd think when he's been at home all day, the least he could do is prepare the supper. But oh no, the man's got a degree in aeronautical engineering, but he can't even peel a carrot.
I think we should make a start.
I don't know if we can do that.
The others will just have to catch up.
We don't have a quorum.
A quorum?
It's in the rules.
Can't we just forget the rules for once? For goodness sake, we're only a committee.
An elected committee.
I know that.
I suppose we could pass a motion.
I always think that sounds a bit rude.
What sounds rude?
Passing a motion.
When I think about it, I'm not sure we can even do that. We might not have enough people here. Passing motions needs a quorum.
That can't be right. If it was, it would be impossible to do anything. I say we should crack on.
Rules is rules. If we didn't want to have rules, we wouldn't have them in the first place, would we?
Oh, good. I'm not late after all.
You are late.
I had to deal with Jemima's verruca. Then Ben took off his gym jams and started running round the playroom. And you'll never guess where I found Charlotte. In the dog's basket in the lobby. Curled up, fast asleep. I don't know how you manage, Emma.
James is in hospital, which makes things even more difficult.
He's not ill, is he?
People don't usually spend time in hospital if they're not ill. It's not a social club.
Don't embarrass Emma, dear. She might not want to tell us.
Oh, it's all right. He's having an operation.
Not before time. How many children have you got now?
Six. Oh, he's not in for that. He hurt his shoulder lifting weights.
If he had any consideration for his poor wife, he'd have done it years ago. Well, that's my view anyway. Not that it's any of my business.
Shall we start?
Do we have a quorum now, Jean?
Betty isn't coming. I haven't heard from the others. I think Diana might be in Spain.
So she won't be coming then, again.
We must look at the plans for next week's meeting. Oh, and we've got to talk about the resolutions.
The what?
The resolutions for the Albert Hall.
That's not until next spring.
They haven't moved the date, have they?
County want us to make an early start this year.
That's not a bad idea. We always seem to do things in a bit of a rush. I've been working on this consultation document with the Home Office, and they wanted a very long lead time.
County can't just go round telling us how to do things.
Oh, I think they can, Jean.
Don't they usually send somebody to go through the resolutions with us, so we understand them?
I think we can understand a resolution without some county bigwig telling us.
Quite.
Who was that woman who came this year? Looked a bit like a bulldog.
Oh, I love bulldogs.
Nasty, snuffly things.
They're lovely. They have such nice, soft muzzles.
I don't like dogs with flat faces. That's why they snuffle. Something to do with shortened air passages.
Derek's sinuses were playing up again. Do you know he sneezed 17 times in bed last night? It woke me up.
I'm not surprised.
You should get him inhaling pad. Nice bowl of hot water with a drop of eucalyptus oil in it. That'll do the trick.
Have County sent any draft resolutions, Pat?
They have. I've got them here. Here you are.
This is a recipe for tomato chutney, Pat.
Can I have a look? Oh, no. I know what I've done. I've posted the resolutions to my sister-in-law.
Why would you want to do that?
It was a mistake. I must have mixed the two things up.
Typical.
It's easily done, Jean.
Oh, it is. I'm always mixing up the children's clothes.
That's because you have so many children. It didn't used to happen with me.
You only had the one, Jean.
Exactly.
So what do we do then?
Well, we could talk about chutney. I could do with a decent recipe. Can I borrow this one, Pat?
Of course you can. I've got a good one for mango chutney too. Genuine Indian. Joyce Singh's mother gave it to me.
I can't do with Indian food. All those spices. I like to taste my food.
Can we get back to the business of the meeting? I've got a report to write before I go to bed. I'm in Munich tomorrow.
Sarah's right. We must try to keep to the agenda.
I know what we can do. Let's make up our own resolutions.
What do you mean, our own resolutions?
We can decide what we would like to put to the Albert Hall meeting.
Yes, why not?
Can we do that, Pat? What would County say?
Who cares?
Well, what do you think, Jean? You're the oracle where the rules are concerned.
This isn't about rules, Madam President. It's about having our say.
There isn't a rule that I'm aware of which says we can't discuss resolutions.
Good, let's do it.
This is fun.
But then, there isn't a rule which says we can do it either.
Do we need a rule?
I couldn't say without going back to the Constitution. I don't have my file with me. I could nip home and fetch it.
Oh, I shouldn't bother with that, Jean.
It would be no trouble.
Why don't we adjourn the meeting?
We've only just started, dear.
I know that, but there's nothing to stop us having an informal discussion, is there?
I wouldn't know about that.
And then, if having had our informal discussion, we want to put it on the record, we can reconvene the formal proceedings.
Sounds a bit complicated to me.
Well, I think it's an excellent idea. And we mustn't forget that Sarah here has far more experience of this sort of thing than we do.
She's not served as president.
I mean in the wider world of business. So, I shall adjourn the meeting. Can we have a show of hands?
Wait a minute.
I was just asking for a show of hands, Jean.
And I was just pondering as to whether a show of hands is enough.
You're not suggesting we should have a secret ballot, are you?
There's no need to be facetious, Sarah.
We could pass a motion.
I'm not sure we need to do that, dear.
Well, I'm going to exercise my powers as president and the chair of this meeting.
You don't have any powers.
No, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway.
Good for you.
You're so brave, Rosemary.
Be it on your own head. Only don't come running to me when County come down on you like a ton of bricks.
They won't know, will they?
I wouldn't bet on that.
Shall we get on? We've a lot to get through, and I have a fruitcake in the oven at home. I can't trust Bernard to remember to take it out.
Derek started baking.
Really?
Every Tuesday, without fail. He's very good.
I'm sure his Victoria's sandwich is wonderful, Pat, but can we concentrate on the agenda? I've an early flight to catch.
Sarah's right. Shall we begin with the resolutions? Who wants to start the ball rolling? Come on! Somebody have an idea?
I could have told you this would happen. It's what always happens when you tamper with things. If they're not broken, don't mend them.
Isn't there anything you would like to see raised at the Albert Hall, Jean?
They could improve the seats, for one thing.
They are uncomfortable, aren't they?
Third world hunger.
What was that, Emma?
Third world hunger. That's a subject we can't ignore.
I'd better take notes. You do that, dear. Didn't we do it the year before last?
You don't do third world hunger. And even if it was raised, there's no reason why it can't be raised again.
I think you'll find there is.
Is there?
It was in the guidelines County sent out in 1977.
1977?
I was at junior school in 1977.
Derek had his hernia operation that year. He had to wear specially elasticated underpants. They were a devil to dry.
Bernard and I and the boys rented a lovely house in Provence.
Actually, it wasn't 1977, it was 1985. The first set of guidelines were issued in 1977, but they didn't cover resolutions. That was in 1985.
Did Derek do anything memorable in 1985, Pat?
Let me see.
I think she's winding you up.
Oh, I see.
Luz.
Yes, Emma?
We could do something about public lavatories.
You mean clean them more often? I only did the village hall toilets on Tuesday.
I don't think that Emma means that, do you?
It's very bad in Berkhamsted. I was dying to go last week. In the end, I had to go into Waitrose.
Their loos are rather good, aren't they? Well worth a visit.
It's even worse in London.
I don't go to London. And if I did, I dare say I'd visit the lavatory before I set out.
Emma's got a point.
My grandmother taught me that when I was little. Always go before you leave the house. You wouldn't have caught her popping into Waitrose.
I don't think they would have had toilets in Waitrose in those days, Jean.
Wait a minute. What's Madam's secretary doing? We're off the record. You adjourned the meeting, remember?
I need notes for the minutes.
You don't minute a meeting when it's off the record. Isn't that right, Sarah? You're the high-powered businesswoman.
Strictly speaking, she's right.
Then why is Pat writing things down?
Why are you writing things down, Pat?
I don't know. I thought...
If you recall our little debate, Jean, you'll remember that Madam President said that having had the informal discussion, we could then go on the record if we made some headway.
That's right. She did say that.
I don't remember anything about that.
I expect you were too busy addressing the important constitutional issues, Jean.
Jean's so clever, knowing about all those rules and regulations. I'd never be able to remember half of it. I have difficulty remembering my children's names sometimes.
That's because you have so many. And it's no good thinking you can soft soap me, Emma Bright Biggs. I can't be bought off.
Nobody's trying to buy you off, Jean.
Derek was offered a bribe once.
There it was.
At the golf club.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I need to pay a visit.
Didn't you go before you came out, Jean?
I did, as a matter of fact. And now I want to go again.
I think I'd better make a move. The cake will be done.
I promised Derek I'd iron him a hanky to put under his pillow.
The babysitter will be pleased I'm early. Victoria's teething, you see. She gets very grouchy when she's teething.
Bye. I do think these committee meetings are very helpful in sorting out the wheat from the chaff. Next week, you've reminded the speaker?
Yes, it's Reginald Metcalfe.
A lot more of his reminiscences of pre-war Berkhamsted.
No, I think he's going to be talking about beekeeping.
Emma said she'd help Betty with the teas.
Jane's sorting out the raffle. And you won't forget you told Vanessa that she could do a little plug for the craft show.
Oh, and I'll report on the jumble sale. We mustn't forget to turn the lights off. Someone left them on last time.
That was The Committee by Tricia Wood. Pat was played by Nan Newbury. Rosemary by Julie McCarthy. Jean by Bertrand Hopkins. Sarah by Susanna Fraser. and Emma by Anne Isherwood. Technical production was by Gary Alderson and Paul Roxon, and the play was directed by Patrick Isherwood. This has been a Little Gadsden Drama Club presentation.